Morning Watch. Crystallization study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, week 11. The intrinsic significance of Ezra's ministry and Nehemiah's leadership to build up the church as a house of God and the kingdom of God by living out and working out the New Jerusalem, Saturday. Related verses, Romans 16:20. Now the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. Deuteronomy 32:30. How shall one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? Were not that their rock sold them, and Jehovah delivered them up? Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their soul life even unto death. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 and 12. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls and does not have another to lift him up. And while a man may prevail against the one, the two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. 1 Corinthians 12:24. But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked. Ephesians 5:26-27. That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. Related reading. The church is the body of Christ. This body renders supply and also renders protection to every member. This is especially important when it comes to the matter of spiritual warfare. Ephesians is a book that deals specifically with the body of Christ. In chapter 6, we see that spiritual warfare is something that is related to the church, not to individuals. Satan is not afraid of individuals. He is afraid of the church. We must meet the devil on the ground of the body. Even in our private prayers, we should stand by faith on the ground of the body. Many Christians fall before the foe because they stand alone. In fact, if we stand alone, we invite Satan's attack. The body of Christ puts on the whole armor of God. In the body, every member has its specialty, and all these specialties combined together form the whole armor of God. If a brother has faith, he has the shield of faith. If another brother has the word of God, he has the sword of the Spirit. The whole armor of God is the totality of all the specialties of the members. Hence, the whole armor is for the whole church, not for individuals. One function of the body of Christ is to protect all the members. We need the covering of the body. Otherwise, we will be constantly exposed to the enemy. An isolated individual is also prone to be deceived. So we need the covering of the body for this as well. We should consult constantly with our fellow believers. We must not only acknowledge the need for the body in a general way, but we should also go to our brothers and sisters in a specific way and ask for help. Many people do things without consulting and praying with the brothers and sisters. They are ignorant of the protection of the body, and the result is nothing but failure. We all must see the reality of the body's protection, hide under its protection, and accept its safeguard. The one who knows the body merely as a truth may seek the counsel and covering of the body, but he will do it as a matter of policy, not as a matter of life. When he thinks of it, he will do it, but he can also forget about it. The one who has seen the body as a reality and has entered experientially into the realm of the body has no possibility of forgetting. His acting by the body principle is something spontaneous because it is his life. In Ephesians 6:11, we are told to put on the whole armor of God that we may wage warfare against the hosts of darkness. However, the equipment for the fight is not given to one believer. It is given to the church. The whole armor can only be put on by the body, not just by one member. Spiritual warfare is in this principle. One will chase 1,000 and two will put 10,000 to flight. The so-called church has not defeated the enemy's hosts because Christians are living scattered lives instead of functioning in the body. Mathematically, if one can chase 1,000, two shall only be able to chase 2,000. But in spiritual mathematics, one chases 1,000 while two chases 10,000. The strength of two persons put together is five times that of two who are considered separately. Two is the minimum corporate number. If two persons chase the enemy separately, they will not defeat 10,000. This is the principle. The strength of the corporate body is great. God cares for the corporate body.